Where does matcha come from? This is usually the second question people ask after they ask, what is matcha? The short answer is that matcha comes from Japan, but where in Japan? This is a question we hope to answer in this video as we take you on a deep dive through the matcha production process from leaf to cup. We'll also show you where matcha comes from when it's high quality versus low quality. Let's get started. So where does matcha come from in Japan? If we take a look at a map of Japan, one of the first things you'll notice is that it's very spread out in terms of latitude. Japan has everything from extremely cold climates in the northern island of Hokkaido to tropical climates in the small southern islands like Okinawa. The tea plant is an evergreen shrub native to southern China, and it prefers mild subtropical climates. For this reason, it can't be easily cultivated north of Tokyo, and therefore matcha is really only grown in southern and central Japan. So let's talk about central Japan. The largest production of matcha actually happens in central Japan, which includes well-known areas like Kyoto, where the Nikkei matchas are from, Uji, where the Chanoka matchas are from, and Shizuoka, where the Osada matchas are from. While most of Japan is mountainous, there are small pockets of flatland in these areas where tea can be easily produced. It can also benefit from more mountainous terrains, as these provide partial shading throughout the day, but this can require more work on the farmer's part. So what are the downsides of growing tea in central Japan? One of the downsides of this area is that the winters can be quite cold, and therefore the farmers need to take certain steps in order to avoid the frost. Some farmers will cover the roots of the tea plant, use fans to blow air over the tea plants, and even spray water on them. All of these things keep the tea plants above freezing so the frost doesn't damage them. So now let's talk about southern Japan. In southern Japan, there's a lot of grape growing regions for matcha, like Kagoshima, where the Sakamoto matchas are from, Kirishima, where the Henta matcha is from, and Yame. Here, the tea plants benefit from mild winters and rich volcanic soils. While central Japan produces the largest volume of tea, there are exceptionally high quality teas being produced in the south. Because of the cold winters in central Japan, the farmers tend to grow tougher, more frost-resistant tea cultivars like Yabukita. In southern Japan, frost isn't as much of an issue, so the farmers can experiment with these more delicate tea cultivars like Saimidori and Asatsuyu. These more delicate tea cultivars can produce a sweeter flavor in the tea, and as a result, you will tend to find more of these rare tea varietals produced in southern Japan compared to the north. Where does matcha come from might not be the right question. Matcha can really come from anywhere, so a better question might be, where does matcha come from when it's high quality? Japan has mastered the art of matcha over the past 800 years. The first powdered tea that was brought over from China in the 8th century was likely very bitter, but through the discovery of shading, stem removal, and steaming, the flavor of this tea was greatly improved over time. These techniques were passed down through the generations, and the matcha being produced today is likely the best it's ever been. While it is possible to produce high-quality matcha in China, the best matcha tends to come from Japan because of these multiple generations of knowledge, specialized equipment, and unique varieties of tea plants. So where does matcha come from when it's low quality? Now that we've talked about the high quality stuff, let's talk about the low quality matcha. Of course, low quality matcha can be produced just about anywhere, but a lot of it will likely be coming from China, simply because China produces the largest volume of tea. If you know anything about matcha, you likely already know that matcha can't be made from just any powdered tea leaves. These leaves have to be shaded for 3 weeks before the harvest, the top three sprouts are carefully picked, the stems are removed, and then the tea is ground into a fine powder in a large stone mill. If these steps are skipped, you end up with a low-quality matcha. This is how you're able to find those cheap matchas made in China being sold online. They are still made from powdered tea, but they will taste extremely bitter. So where does matcha come from when you get it from NeoTeas? If you want to try premium matcha tea, you can get it from our website, neoteas.com. After traveling around Japan for the past few years, we've met with dozens of farmers and sampled hundreds of different types of matcha teas. We've ultimately selected a small handful of our favorites. These matchas are produced on small family farms in the Japanese countryside, and we've had the great privilege to get to know the farmers and their families over the years. If you'd like to support us and our mission, we would really appreciate it if you could try some of our teas with free worldwide shipping. Thank you all so much for taking the time to watch this video. Another way for you to support this channel is to like this video and subscribe to see more tea videos in the future. If you have any questions about matcha tea or about tea in general, please feel free to leave those in the comments below. Until then, we'll see you next time.